You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So grateful. I mean so grateful to have you here with me today. And for all the obvious reasons, because I love you guys. And if you weren't listening, you know, who would I have to talk to besides myself? And then I would look a little crazy just walking around talking to myself. So I am so grateful that as I sit here in my closet talking into a microphone, there is a dear soul on the other end of this thing listening. And it is you, my dear. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, that's the obvious thing. Secondly, maybe not so obvious because you don't know the story, but basically, I woke up this morning with one of the worst migraine headaches I've ever experienced in my life. Now, growing up as a kid, I suffered from headaches all the time until I got, you know, my parents got turned on to chiropractic and started getting adjusted regularly, and then it wasn't an issue, but every once in a while, I will still get one. Even though I'm getting adjusted every week and taking great care of myself, every once in a while, they will surface. Well, this morning, it surfaced. Actually, last night before I went to sleep, and it was even worse this morning when I woke up. So I am beyond grateful to be here because the pain has lifted. I've learned a lot of lessons in the pain, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is lessons in the pain. So I went back and forth on what to call this today because I was going to call it either lessons in the pain or I was going to call it pain is not your problem. And I'm believing I'm going to call it lessons in the pain because that's the number one lesson right there. Number one is pain is not your problem, my dear. Seriously, we think pain is our problem, but really it's the cause of the pain that's the problem. So as I was dealing with this migraine, I couldn't even stand up without feeling like I was going to throw up. Almost threw up a couple times. I know, TMI, you don't need to hear that. But anyway, it was excruciating pain. But I remember thinking, pain is not my problem. What's the problem here is what caused this thing to happen. And I went back through my checklist. Number one, guess what? Yesterday, I was scheduled to see my chiropractor. I see my chiropractor pretty much every single week. I'm scheduled every single week. Sometimes I don't make it, but for the most part, I make it. And I got so busy with what I was doing, I totally forgot. Because normally I go on Wednesdays, we switched it to Tuesdays, and I totally forgot. So I missed my adjustment. So I knew that was a problem. Secondly, okay, this is a huge one, and this is likely the biggest culprit, was last night, I ate some restaurant food. And typically, I don't go out to eat a lot, but when I do, you know, I'm very, very selective on what I eat and all of that. And as it turns out, my dear Pablo had brought some food home, some takeout, and I think it had some MSG in it. Yep, for those of you that know, if you have any sensitivity to MSG, that I think was the cause of the problem. So remember this, we are what we eat. We're also what's eating us, but good news is there's nothing that I know of, at least consciously, that's eating me right now. It's mainly the stuff coming from the outside in that's the culprit. But as with anything, it all starts on the inside out. And, you know, it's interesting being, you know, having missed my adjustment, having this situation happen with, you know, eating the restaurant food. And then yesterday I was working so intensely that I decided I was going to sit in the couch and work part of the day. Well, that wasn't such a good idea either, because if you're sitting with your laptop on a couch looking down, you've got forward head carriage big time, forward flexion. I know better, and I wasn't even thinking. Next thing you know, yeah, I put a lot of undue stress, unnecessary stress on my spine, which therefore affects my nervous system, which therefore becomes a downward spiral. And it was out of control from that point forward. So why am I sharing all of this with you? Well, number one, to remind you, pain is not your problem. Pain is not my problem. Even though it was terrible to feel this pain today, The reality is there were a lot of lessons in the pain. And so I asked myself, self, I said, Shannon, why is this happening? And I went through the list and I said, yeah, these are likely the causes of this intense headache. Then I also thought about what most people would think when they have a headache or when they have any type of pain. What's the first thing that people think of when they have pain? They think of, how can I get rid of this pain? Now, that's human nature, right? Nobody likes to be uncomfortable. But the problem is again, pain is not the problem. So simply getting rid of a symptom does nothing to get rid of the cause. And in fact, it will compound the cause by creating side effects. So most people would say, all right, I'm going to grab some sort of pain reliever and get rid of the pain. I chose not to do that. I personally, for me, I do not take medications. I don't take over-the-counter prescribed drugs. I don't. I haven't had a drug in my body since 23 years ago, okay? And it was a Motrin 23 years ago. And it was after I gave birth to my daughter. Prior to that, I hadn't had one for, 9 months or maybe longer. So a year over that. But right after I had her, I was like, ooh, is there something that can take the edge off? And I took a Motrin. But other than that, no drugs. And I made that decision because for me personally, I believe with all my heart that all drugs create side effects. Somehow, some way, whether you like it or not, every single drug you take, there is a side effect. Not to mention everything we do, think, feel, say, and do, there is a side effect. There is a consequence. And for me, being a natural doctor, a chiropractor for 23 years, I was like, I can't sit here and tell my patients, this is how the body works. This is what, and teach them and educate and empower them if I am not walking the walk. Now, I don't tell people don't take drugs. I don't tell people that. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to say, be aware of what you're taking and be aware of the side effects and be aware of this fact. I was not having a headache or a migraine. It was more than a headache. It was a migraine. I was not having a migraine because my body was lacking pain relievers. Seriously. You're not having pain because your body's lacking a pain reliever. You're having pain for a specific cause or more than one causal factors. That is what needs to be uncovered and discovered by you, my dear. I had to, and I will continue to look and uncover and discover why I was having symptoms. But if we don't address the cause, what we're doing is we're masking pain, we're running from the problem, and it's still going on. And it's still eroding our healthy foundation. And sooner or later, there will be a collapse if we do not address the problem. I mean, think about it like this. The other day I came into the house and I was like, what is that smell? There was like this nasty smell. Well, there had been something put in the garbage from the night before when we were eating, and it was stinking up the whole place. And I was thinking about that, and I was like, I could have just taken a deodorizer, or I don't use deodorizers either, but I use essential oil. I could have, diffused some essential oil. I could have done a lot of things. But unless I remove the garbage, there's still going to be a stink there. There's going to be stink, stink, stink. And think about that. Like, you may have some stink in your life. You may have some stinking thinking going on, especially in this area of pain. If you're running from pain, trying to avoid pain, trying to mask pain and cover it up instead of actually pursuing the pain and finding out what's causing the pain, what is the problem, my dear? Seriously, you will end up continuing to have a circular effect and keep going around the same mountain over and over, digging yourself a deeper hole. So I hope this helps you today, really. Pain is not your problem. The cause of the pain is the problem. Identify it for yourself. Uncover and discover the truth about what's causing your pain or what's causing your symptom, and stop trying to run from it. Stop backing away from the pain. Lean into it, my dear. Look at it eye to eye, face to face, heart to heart, and figure out what's causing it and get to the bottom of it. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down where you're hurting. Whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, write down your pain. Take a look at it and begin to identify what it is that's causing this pain. Now, it may be something that you can identify on your own. It may be something that you're going to need to see a doctor or some sort of healthcare professional or some sort of professional to help you figure out where is the cause, what is the cause. But my dear, get some help today. Find out what the cause is so you can correct the cause, so you can experience healing at such a deep level, body, mind, soul, spirit, like wherever you need the healing, from above down, inside and out. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I am so grateful for the gift of healing. I'm so grateful for the lessons. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.